None of it there in the morning, man. How's your morning throwback right there belongs to Jessica's bestie, Jay-Z. As a matter of fact, Jessica got some news about Jay-Z.
Yeah, so, you know, his Blueprint albums, none of them have been available on any other streaming service other than his title. Well, now you can get them on Apple Music. He bought them back. He actually took them off. He pulled them from all the streaming services back in 2016. But now they are back on Apple Music. You'll be able to pick up all of the Blueprints. However, if you use Spotify, you're not going to be able to get it.
Oh, wow.
It's not on Spotify.
Okay.
And he specifically requested them to be pulled off Spotify.
Oh, wow.
But they're back on Apple Music. Yay!
All right, man. It's time for your crazy news story.
I downloaded it anyway.
That's crazy. Yeah, it is, man. What we got for crazy news?
All right, we got a story down in Florida. Again, I don't know why it's always in Florida there.
Because they're crazy. There's something in the water down there.
Speaking of water, there was an employee who worked at Wendy's. And there was a video that went viral of him taking a bath in the sink at Wendy's. But he wasn't naked. He jumped in there. He had on shorts. But he jumped in the sink.
In the bathroom?
No. This is in the kitchen sink.
Oh, wow.
The sink in the kitchen at Wendy's where they wash stuff. That's disgusting. He literally jumps in there feet first. Jumps in feet first, and he starts washing in the sink at Wendy's. Now, he no longer works there. Wendy's has no comment at this very moment. Dave Thomas would be appalled if he saw this.
But everything was caught on video.
Like a dummy.
By another employee.
The reason it was caught on video is because they said that it was allegedly supposed to be a prank. That's what they say. But still, you don't get your little naked ass in no kitchen sink and wash off. That's disgusting. I know sometimes when we was little and we was broke, some families used Dawn and Joy to wash off. But you don't jump in no sink at a fast food restaurant where they serve people food and wash your little nasty tail. I don't care if you're being funny
no
or not.
No longer, after the age of what? Maybe one? You no longer can take a bath in the sink?
After one?
Is it one?
Yeah, I say one.
About well, one?
Like two, maybe.
Depending on how short the baby is at two.
Yeah, maybe.
But two might be a bit big.
You know how big the baby is.
Yeah,
baby
could be big.
Yeah, baby could be small too, yo. But yeah, basically like the
baby. Because everybody, black babies, have taken a bath in the sink.
Oh, yeah, you done been washed in the sink before.
Yeah, we gotta cut that off, though.
But they laid us on that little plastic mat. They had something to wash us in, not just the naked sink.
Exactly. But you're a grown man.
Yeah.
You can't, and you're at Wendy's.
As a whole adult.
I ate Wendy's yesterday. I had a 4 for $4 with the brand new fudge cookie.
But you had that awesome sauce?
Let me ask you this.
I got my own awesome sauce.
What? Whoa. Disgusting. Let me ask you this. What is the punishment for this person? Like, do you think that this person deserves criminal charges or is just losing his job enough?
No, I think they put him back in the sink and then it got the little spray thing. Now, it might have felt good, though, because if it got the little spray thing to wash the dishes with, it's almost like the thing that be in your shower. It might have felt good to him. But, you know, because you got to have the water got to be a certain temperature at the restaurants.
Man, what's the punishment? Damn.
I'm about to tell you, boy. Shut up. Bob made me cuss, boy. I think they should just put him in the scalding hot water at the restaurant.
You want to burn him?
What?
I bet he won't.
Said all that just to say to burn him, little boy?
Yeah.
He ain't no little boy. He's a grown man. He working at Wendy's.
I don't know. I don't know if I would want to burn him. However, I feel like that's something.
I bet you won't get back in that sink.
I feel like that's something that should be listed on his job applications. Like, you can't work if you can't work in the restaurant.
You shouldn't be able to work in fast food.
Yeah, the restaurant business, period.
Yeah.
Period.
I feel
like it's something that has to be on his.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How you list it? How would you list it? This naked little boy jumped in the kitchen sink while he was at work.
So there has to be some type of criminal title put on it. You know how they ask you on your job, on your employment, you know, do you have a criminal record?
And what would be the crime?
Nastiness in the kitchen.
Nah, I don't think it's criminal. He loses his job, but
there should be.
As a reference, when you call his old job, be like, look, your little nasty ass was washing in the sink.
You can't say that. But you can't say that as a former employer. But I
would never, if it's all about references, I would never call the previous job. I would never list it.
If you call and you ask, why did you get fired? Because he was washing
in the
job sink.
Listing a job that I got fired from.
Yeah.
What's that purpose?
But even if he does listen, they can only say how long he worked there.
Yeah.
They can only say how long, I mean, by law.
That's why I said it needs to be some type of criminal charge.
Really? You want to get arrested?
No, there has to be some type of charge so that you can put it on a record. I don't want you working in a restaurant and you think it's funny to bathe in the sink where my food is prepared. That ain't funny.
I think you're saying... It's not criminal, but I don't know. I think you're wording it differently.
There has to be some way that it needs to be listed on that application.
You want this man to get arrested?
For what?
You playing around with my food. That's not... You can seriously be harmed by that.
I understand what you're saying, but I just want to know.
I mean, it's funny to think about it, right? But if you think about the other side of it, it's actually pretty serious.
Because if he fought in that water, it had disease or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
him farting. He got all his man parts all in the sink that my burger got to come off of.
Exactly.
Why is your burger in the sink? You know, confusing me.
I mean, you know what I mean.
You gotta wash the chicken. You gotta wash the chicken.
Remember the Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Hot today is going to be right now, 87, 70 degrees on your way out the house right now. And it is time to get Burpee's thoughts. You already know. Let's go do it.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
All right, Burpee, what you thinking about today, big dog?
All right. It's probably one of my favorite days of the week, Larry. I always put people on this list because somebody always saying something stupid. Hit my hotkey, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
First on this list, one of my aunts, Larry. Not your aunt. Yeah, I got to put my aunt on. I ain't going to say her name. But we were at a funeral, and she walks up to the casket. She said, that baby look just like she's sleeping, don't it? Look just like she's sleeping. I said, no, that baby look dead, auntie. So you comparing a dead body to a sleeping person. You have never walked by your significant other while they were laying in the bed and said to them, that baby look funeral fresh right there. She look casket clean. Hey, auntie,
shut your dumb ass up.
Stop making stupid statements at funerals.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Somebody hit me in my DMs when I was talking about the single parents, Larry. They said, do you know what I would have done to have my daddy in my life so he could have been there to taught me things? I said, wait a minute. Ain't you a millionaire? I said, you're pretty successful in life. You got real estate. You're doing all these good things. You got kids. You're married. You teaching your kids how to live a good life. And you can still complain about your daddy. Hey, person in my DM.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm sick of these single parent kids.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Stephen A. Smith from ESPN. He went on a tirade because they was talking about Magic Johnson getting fired. He said, I went to Winston-Salem State. I was a high school basketball writer. I blah, 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 blah. Hey, Stephen A. Smith!
Shut your dumb ass up.
First of all, stop getting the top of your head lined up. Let it go.
Not the top of your head.
Because that's where it starts. Kevin Durant on social media going off on Chris Broussard. Okay, look, Kevin. Look, you heard right now. Just go ahead and rehab. He talking about Chris Broussard said, I got over 60 DMs and text messages from Kevin Durant. Over 5 hours of conversation, Kevin Durant said, this was literally the tweet, Larry. Cap, 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 cap. You ain't got my number, man. Hey, Kevin Durant!
Shut your dumb ass up.
Sit your little bony leg ass down somewhere. Your
Shut
jail
your dumb
leg.
Ass up.
That's all I got on my list today.
And those for Burpee's thoughts.
What you thought? 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. One of the realest songs out right now, boy. J. Cole, Middle Child. 7:06, 6 minutes out to 7 o'clock, and y'all know what time it is. 67 degrees. How today is going to be right now? 87. And yes, it's time to let them shine.
Let
you for patiently holding inside the madhouse. Good morning. You have somebody you want to let shine?
Yes, I do. His name is Jay with Keith Lawn Care.
Okay. What is Jay doing with the lawn care? He's doing a good job?
Oh, yes, he is. He's building customer base, and he just started this year.
There it is. Shout out to Jay. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Power 98, good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
Yes, I want to let my daughter, Jalea Joyner, from Jesse S. Bobo Elementary School in Spartanburg shine this morning. She is graduating. I love you, baby. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
Kelton Little John from Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Oh. My son is graduating this year. A lot of people said he wouldn't make it, but my baby walked June 8th.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's Q-Ball.
What's happening?
Hey, Q-Ball.
What the business here, fam?
What the business here?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, man. Hey, Larry. R.I.P. to my twin brother, 8-Ball, man. I got to give him some props, even though he's not with me right now, Larry. But he's looking down on me because he's been trying to tell me for the last 2 years, Q, start your own business, man. Quit working for the white man. Work for the black man. Work for yourself. Larry, I was able to save my chips up, man, and purchase me a dump truck, and I'm getting that cheese now, baby. Thank you, A-Ball, for the dream, for the vision, baby. Let him shine, Larry.
Let you shine and him shine. Yeah. Twins.
Yeah.
That's what's up, baby.
Yes, sir.
Black businesses. Them black businesses. There it is, baby. There it is. Do your thing. Good morning.
I say I want to shine on my kids, CJ and DT. I'm taking them to school right now, but they need to start using deodorant because I'm tired of it.
Yeah. What, how old are they?
They 14 and 13, man.
Yeah, tell them to go and grab that deodorant, man. You can't walk around here funking.
What you say, bro?
Go ahead, grab that deodorant. You can't walk around funking now.
We let them say. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We let that arm shine. Hey, I got a quick shine out, man. Big, big shout out to Captain Norman Garnes over there at CMPD. We was working in the Beachwood community with the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. This young lady was actually trying to have an event over there, and you might have saw in the news that her event was shut down allegedly by the CMPD and that she wasn't going to be able to have her big event. Well, we met with Captain Garnes on yesterday and she will be having her event. So shout out to Captain Garnes for getting that done and allowing them to have their event over there in the Beachwood community right off of there, right over there of Harvest Road. So big, big shout out to them, man.
And so also, we got to shine the light on my girl Season and Headlines Barbershop, all right? They wanted to follow in the footsteps of the billionaire that paid for the student debt over there at Morehouse for those students. And so they reached out to East Mecklenburg High School, found out that there are about 14 to 16 students that are in risk of not graduating simply because they do not have the money to pay their fines or their graduation fees.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they have 1 week, exactly 1 week, to raise $4,000.
You said at East Mac?
At East Mecklenburg High School, they have 1 week to raise $4,000 to help these students so that they can graduate. Just think about it. 17 years old, 18 years old, you finally made it to 12th grade. And just because you don't have the financial means, there is a possibility that you won't be able to graduate. That's tough.
Well, you know, I got a whole East Mec alumni clan, so I'll get together and we'll do something. I'm definitely going to donate to it. But I would prefer to go direct, like I told you, to the students and just do it that way.
Yeah.
But if they got to go for me, And then we could do that. But I would rather just, you know, students, y'all hit me up. You need it. We got you.
They have a GoFundMe page, and I will post that on my Facebook page. I'll also post the link on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Please, $4,000 in 1 week to help these students so that they're able to graduate. We know that it's going to happen. We've seen Madhouse Nation show up and show out. Once again, shout out to Season and my girl Season and all of the barbers that are over there at Headlines Barbershop for heading up this initiative. I will definitely be making my donation today.
No doubt. Me too. And shout out to all my Eagles. Hey, all my Eagles, we got to step up for these future Eagles that's about to graduate. I'm going to kick it off too, Miss Jessica, since I'm an alumni. I definitely got to donate. So there it is, man. Big shout out to Seasons and Headlines Barbershop. They always doing great things in the community.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor news for Thursday, May 23rd, being brought to you by T-Mobile. You can join Vignetta this Saturday from 12 until 2 at the T-Mobile store located 3351 Matthews Pineville Road, Suite 200. For more details, log on to our website, power98fm.com. The popular navigation app Waze has found ways to make the ride fun by using various accents to direct you. They even use celebrity voices like Madea, right? Well, the latest celebrity to join the Waze craze is DJ Khaled. He's going to get you around traffic with catchphrases like stay focused and bless up. The journey to greatness begins. I am so excited about this. Now, he won't be on Waze long, so if you don't have the app, go ahead and download it. He's only going to be there until June 30th. Wendy Williams' son and estranged husband got into a physical altercation early yesterday morning. During a trip to the grocery store, Kevin, her ex-husband, began talking to his son about spousal support. And then he said that Wendy was brainwashing him. That's when things got physical. Kevin put his son in a headlock and Kevin Jr. punched him in the nose to break the hold. Police were called to the scene and it was Kevin Jr. that was arrested for assault. The Philadelphia District Attorney is requesting that Meek Mill get a new trial without controversial judge Janice Brinkley. The DA filed paperwork saying that the judge bias has been evident throughout his case. He's also asking that Meek's probation be retired. We'll see how that one plays out. Word is Cardi B is heading back to television. The rapper recently filed trademark documentations to own the name Bocktails with Cardi B. In the trademark documents, she's laying claim to entertainment services in the nature of providing ongoing episodes for distribution.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Via television and internet featuring celebrities and artists. All right. In addition to that, she's also asking for exclusivity on clothing. Rihanna launched her fashion brand Fenty with Louis Vuitton in Paris yesterday. The launch of the brand makes Rihanna the first Black woman to be the boss of her own LVMH brand. And it also marks the first time a brand has been launched from scratch since 1987. Congratulations to her. Happy birthday to Maxwell. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Y'all know it's time for that 740 question of the morning. And yes, we're asking y'all a serious question this morning. Do you steal out of the checkout line, the self-checkout line? Do you steal out of the self-checkout line? Let's talk about it. We're asking y'all to be completely honest this morning, Madhouse Nation. Do you steal out of the self-checkout line? And whether it's Walmart, whether it's Target, whether it's the grocery store, do you put a little extra something in that bucket and not pay for it? Be honest. Jessica?
I'm just not willing to risk the embarrassment, man. No. Has it crossed my mind? Yes. Yes. It's been like, you ain't gotta, you don't have to swipe that one, Jess. But I'm just not willing to risk the embarrassment of walking out of the store and getting caught but stealing.
It could be an accident.
I can't do it, man.
It could have been an accident.
And that would be my go-to excuse. If I were to do it, I'd be like, oh, I didn't even recognize that that was in my bucket. That baggy, that was an accident, my bad. But that's that.
Bert?
Larry, what was the question again?
Do you steal out of the self-checkout line? Wherever it's at, Walmart, Target, grocery store, self-checkout. Do you put something in your buggy or in your bag?
Do pastors preach on Sunday?
Bert, what are you stealing out of the self-checkout line,
well,
you damn thief?
I done stole a whole thing of high-seed fruit punch juice. You can't go wrong. It's so easy. It is so easy.
It ain't, man. They got cameras now. Don't get fooled now.
No, they have cameras looking at you. But all you gotta do, if you have two items.
Five people about to get arrested today.
Don't tell.
I'm not gonna tell, but I don't care. If you got two items, you swipe them as if they're one item.
And you put one on top of the other one.
And the thing will go off.
That's exactly how you do it. You put one on top of the other one.
And the thing will go off, and you just drop both of them in the bag.
Yeah.
Easy money.
Or you fake slide it, like you act like you're going to slide it.
Right.
But you slide the wrong side where the barcode ain't in.
Exactly.
So it looks like you slid it. But the cameras actually can pick up, and at certain stores, it can pick up if the item really scanned. And if they're really paying attention, they can tell. But.
Or what you do is you get a buggy. And with the stuff that's in the buggy that you don't want to scan, put that at the bottom of the buggy. And you put everything up.
You're more apt to get caught from doing it that way than...
No. This is what you do. You put a lot of stuff on the little...
I'm trying to tell you. You're more apt to get caught if you don't...
More apt to get caught if you're stealing.
Nah.
Period.
Hey, bro, I done slid a couple extra packs of them t-shirts and them socks at Walmart.
Listen.
I ain't going to need a lie. I
walked out of Walmart with a whole thing.
I don't even know why. I think I did it just to try.
No limit, Larry.
I walked out of Walmart with a whole thing of washcloths.
What if you get caught and it's like, no limit, Larry got caught stealing underwear in Walmart.
It was t-shirts.
You know what you say?
It was an accident.
First of all, Larry's a great actor.
I got 9 different credit cards. I mean, what you mean?
Larry, why are you doing it?
And a pocket full of money. I don't know.
Larry is an actor. I can see him if he get caught talking about, what? Oh man, damn, I thought I scared him.
I'm going straight to Denzel mode. I'm going straight to Denzel mode.
I just stole a whole pack of washcloths out of Walmart. Listen, it is so easy, Jessica. It is so easy.
First of all, I'll never go shopping with y'all.
Not recently.
It wasn't recently. I don't. And then you know, you was like, oh, I think it was an accident, though.
No, man.
My baby stole on accident. You. My youngest baby, she stole on accident.
Still, exactly.
She stole some bazooka.
The last time I stole
on
accident, I was 5 years old.
It was. I didn't mean not to scan them t-shirts. They just didn't scan. I just kept them putting them in the bag.
I meant not to scan my stuff. I ain't.
Man, but Walmart should have you buy a certain number of items, you get stuff free. Because you spend too much money at Walmart anyway. They give a couple of them free t-shirts.
You know, you ever wonder why people went in the 12 item aisle with 20 items? Because they ain't buying all that mess.
704-227-8780.
Criminals!
704-227-8780.
I work with criminals!
Do you steal at the self-checkout line, no matter where it's at, Walmart, grocery store, Target, anywhere?
You
did not scan all the fruit, Jessica, at the grocery store.
I cannot risk it. Now, what I will do is eat them grapes as I walk.
That's stealing, too! That's criminal! Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning, Mad House. And yeah, on the star phone, we got the chef. That's what I call him. The chef, baby. Tell him who it is. Chef who?
It's Chef Lawrence from the hit Weed TV show, Hustle and Soul. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, Hustle and Soul, man, how long has this show been on?
Oh, this is the third year right now, baby. We cooking.
Literally, you cooking.
All about the iconic pink teacup.
That's right. We just putting that work in, man. Hustle and Soul has been an amazing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Show and just the, you know, the stuff that we really go through is real, and I think that's why the show is kind of still around, because people don't understand what the hell a show doing on TV is too real, and it's not scripted.
That's what's up. So, man, how did you even get started out as being a chef? Because, you know, a lot of people go to school for it, and they don't become as famous as you are.
Yeah, I didn't want to be no chef, man. I just had owned a restaurant and bought it because, you know, it was going out of business. It was an iconic name, and the chefs, I brought them over with me, but then when I started making a lot of money in the restaurant, they quit. They was like, you know what, we quit. We ain't working no more. I said, I just gave y'all a raise. They said, well, we want another one. I said, that was last week. So I went to my mama and I said, look, I got to figure out how to do this. And she said, I taught you how to cook when you was young. It's still in you. You can't buy soul. You know what I mean? It's in you. So I went in the kitchen, man, and I ended up spending like 18, 19 hours a day in the kitchen just working. And when I do something, I want to be the best at it.
No doubt.
So I studied all the chefs in America, and from white to black, and I said, all right, I'm going to give them a run for their money now.
So the pink teacup is in Brooklyn, and now you are moving it on down to Miami. Why Miami?
We've been open for a year in Miami already.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Miami is popping. I mean, we're right on South Beach, right on Washington near Collins, you know. And the thing about Miami is, like, you know, so many black people come to Miami on vacation, and there ain't nothing to eat but damn Cuban food down there. And I got nothing wrong with Cuban food. Don't get me wrong, but there's no chicken, there's no grits, there's no five cheese mac. You know what I mean? You can't get none of that on South Beach unless you go to one of the, you know, the diners that cost you $2, $3, and the food is disgusting.
Wait a minute. You the one who had brought the strippers in and they was in there cooking?
No. Hold up, man.
It's on South Beach.
You talking about my baby mama, Anna.
And her friend, because they was in the bikinis and they was in there cooking. I saw
it. She brought them in, but she told me that you ain't going to do this crap that you did in Brooklyn with this traditional restaurant stuff. We in South Beach. I said, I'm a chef. I'm not doing that. And she said, well, you going to do it, and you going to shut up and get back in the kitchen. I was like, wow.
I will say
I couldn't chat.
I will say, though, but, you know, serving food in a bikini, I would definitely come to that restaurant in South Beach.
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, it's crazy because sometimes when couples walk in, the man, he don't say nothing. He just sitting there, right? So his wife is eating, and I see him peeking, but he's holding his soul so bad not to even look. And I feel so bad for those couples sometimes, you know. But I'm like, I mean, I've been to Hooters before, but this is different.
I'm talking about, and you know, when you talk about South Beach, you talk about Miami. The bodies down south are just different.
Is this what we doing?
Yes. It's the truth. I saw the show, though. And I was, because this the episode that I saw, and I was like, oh, my, is this what they doing?
Is this what we doing?
I need a ticket to Miami right now. I'm trying to come and eat at the pink teacup right now. Sign me up.
That's what's happening down there, man. But at least I'm focusing this year, though, you know?
At least you're not.
I wasn't getting caught up in that, baby. I'm focused.
Let me ask you this. What is the signature dish at Pink Teacup? Is it different for ones in the different locations, or is it the same signature dish all around?
I mean, I'm known for my fried chicken around the world. Everybody loves that. Like, I think they made the chicken and waffles my signature dish. I tried to get away from it, but it ain't leaving me. It's like, I'm not leaving without you. It's like my girl with that damn prenup thing she throwing on. When you watch the show, she's always at me with this prenup agreement, like, you not leaving me. And that's how the chicken and waffles feel with me, but right now, that's the signature dish, yes.
There it is, the pink. So where did the whole name, the pink teacup, come from? I know it's a famous joint, so where did it come from?
It's simple, man. You know what I mean? Like the first, you know, my godfather actually started it, you know, and he died now. But his first wife, you know, she liked pink, the color, and she liked drinking tea, so they called it the pink teacup.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it was very, very, very simple, you know, but I like the show because I really feel like it's inspiring, and it's done a lot for me in the restaurant business as a chef. It really put me in the forefront, and it let people know that, okay, you're dealing with a real dude. you know what I mean, from the hood who came up, who never went to college, never went to school, but he learned how to work his way up to the top from cooking, and he really made an empire out of it. So my brother, you know, we come from the same mother and father, and he just went a different route, you know what I mean? He just took the gun way and the ski mask way. So, right, I mean, he was featured on my second season as well about, you know, how we grew up in the same house and how you went left, I went right. So now, you know, he's coming back out, so I'm trying to get him back in the food game as well. But it's great because it's inspiring to show that you don't, you know, need to be a doctor or a basketball player. You can make it just with, you know, skills, man, with your hands.
Speaking of, you know, like your brother and how you're trying to mentor to him and things like that, when I think about mentoring, I think about a young lady that's right here in the Queen City. Her name is Chef JJ. She's in high school. She's been cooking ever since she was in middle school. Phenomenal young lady. Do you offer opportunities for, like, the youth to come in there and just learn under you?
Oh, of course I do. Oh, yeah, but by all means, yeah. Yep, definitely. Like, if you're ready to come for the summertime, you know what I mean, for a month or two, get it in. Whenever you have time, I definitely like teaching people. The hardest thing is that, you know, when people want to become cooks and chefs, that when they get in the kitchen, they go through the pressure. A lot of times they change their mind because they always say, oh, I cook for this basketball player. I'm catering for this rapper. And it's different when you're in a restaurant because you're just not cooking for a family. You're cooking for damn near 300-400 people a night. You know what I mean? And you really got to, like, lift all them cases of chicken and mix nonstop and watch out for the gas and watch out for the cuts and the knives and the heat. So it changes your life. So you really got to really want to do that because it's not a game in the kitchen. It's real. And most people walk out, they can't take it. So I like the people that really want to do it, that really want to go through the hustle what I went through, because it just makes them better and better in life, period.
Now, you just said, you just talked about the kitchen, Lawrence, and people say that the kitchen is like the sanctuary. How did you get accustomed to having cameras around and having people all in your space when you're trying to cook and when you're trying to get something put together?
I didn't. I throw them out all the time. and I still don't get accustomed to it. I still throw them out. Like, I'll work, but my cameramen know that when Lawrence is working, do not tell him stop. Do not say cut. Do not say, because he's really real about it, and he will curse you out and tell you to get the F out the kitchen and wait till I get my goddamn food out to my customers, because my customers come first.
That's what's
so
up.
I think that my crew got used to it now, so they know where to stand and where to move.
Yeah, what it is. Well, we're going to come down to the Pink Teacup down there in South Beach, because you know we love to visit Miami. You make sure you remember No Limit Larry, Jessica the Girl Next Door, and Burpee, because we coming, and we want some of that free chicken.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
And if you can't make it on down to Miami, you can catch Chef Lawrence on Hustle and Soul Thursdays at 10 p.m. on WeTV. Check him out.
That's right, baby. See me. Come see me tomorrow night. I'm going to be cooking for you.
Thank you, Chef Lawrence. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. See y'all tomorrow night. All right, I'll be watching y'all. All right,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.